Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The highlight of my week was being able to tell Twin Cities metro area entrepreneurs that they had received a $10,000 grant from the Comcast Rise Investment Fund. Comcast MSP made a $1 million investment into small businesses here in the Twin Cities. 100 BIPOC and women-owned businesses were awarded $10,000 each. These grants were for whatever they wanted to use them for. You didn't have to be a Comcast customer. And it was just amazing to tell these business owners and hear their response and see their reaction and listen to the tears over the phone and see them in person. I actually went out to Maple Grove to the Hijab Shack and talked to Batul Waliji, the owner there, and walked through the door, honey, and said, "Hey, it's Shaletta. You want some money?" I felt like Santa Claus or Bob Barker or somebody. And it was just amazing. And I heard her story about, you know, how she's going to use the money for marketing and to buy more equipment and more supplies. And, you know, COVID hit hard for small business owners. I know that myself with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I started that business 2 months before COVID started. And then COVID hit and all the investments that were promised dried up. And then I didn't get the PPP money. And that's the same story that I heard with a lot of other companies, a lot of other small businesses who stepped out on faith and how they were impacted by COVID and how they almost lost everything, including their homes. And so when I was able to talk to Amy Wagner, the owner of Mad Clean and Champlin, about how that $10,000 Comcast Rise investment grant is going to help her, I had to invite her on the show. Amy, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Girl, now you are doing your thing. You have made it through COVID. Your business is still up and going strong. Yes. You're trying to get to that next level of greatness. You get the news that you have a $10,000 grant. Tell me your first reaction.
Oh, I wasn't even sure it was real at first. I had to pinch myself, like, is this real? Is this real? And yes, it was. It was so exciting. I am just thrilled.
Now, I know that COVID impacted a lot of business owners, but you especially, because you have a cleaning company.
I own a cleaning company. I was actually going into people's homes and things like that. And, you know, when COVID hit, I was kind of at a standstill. Everyone was scared. And, it took a while. And, you know, we had to take the proper procedures and try to be safe and try to just take care of it and make it all happen. And, I pushed through and my business kept growing. And, it was a challenge.
But I was going to say it was a challenge and it had to be scary. Was there ever a time where you thought, okay, COVID is about to shut me down. I'm just going to give up. I'm going to throw in the towel. Were there moments like that for you?
There was, because I was a single mom. And, bills don't stop even though this pandemic hit. You know, I wasn't sure. I'm like, am I going to be able to keep doing this? Do I have to go, you know, explore something else? Maybe I need to go back to working for somebody. And, you know, I had taken this leap to start my own business, you know, a couple of years before COVID. And so I was really banking on this working and to keep growing and to have it come to a complete standstill was really scary.
How did you find the faith and the strength to keep going? I know for me, my people worked for me for almost a year without being paid because those investments didn't come through. The companies that said that we were going to advertise now were, you know, pulling back and the purse strings got tight. And the only way we could continue podcasting was if everybody agreed to do it for the love of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just kept on pushing on because, you know, I've got a couple of kids and they are really my strength. And I mom's going to struggle, but mom, you're never going to see mom quit. That's my deal. Like, I'm never going to quit. I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And yeah.
This is the thing, and I love to do things like this in front of my daughter. I've got her listening to you right now on the show, because as a woman in business, our kids are looking at us and they're trying to see, mm-hmm. how is mommy going to make it? How is this going to work out? And then you get this Comcast Rise investment grant. You get this $10,000. When you told your baby about mama's got this money and this is what we're going to do. But I know that was a celebration at your house, girl.
Oh my gosh. They were like, you know, the teenagers, they always got their headphones on. They actually like, what? Are you kidding me, mommy? Oh my gosh. I got all the love and all the hug, and it was super fun and exciting for us to find out. Yeah.
Now, everybody's doing something a little bit different with the grant. Mm-hmm. I was talking earlier in the show that Batul Waliji at the Hijab Shack, she is going to be using it for marketing because she wants to make sure that people know that she's there. She wants to make sure that she has, you know, the supplies and, you know, the fabrics and all those things so that she could go out and sell her products and services because she's doing it in mass quantities. So tell me how you're going to use that money.
So I'm going to use that money. So I am going to take a little bit of it and do some investing and some networking so I could try to do some, grow my business and expand into maybe some more of the commercial aspects of the cleaning business. I like to clean more offices, more businesses and things like that. And then also I'm going to take and put a good chunk down on a new car. I have a car, but it was just a 2012, so it'd be really nice to have something, you know, a little more reliable, and I can make sure I can get to where I need to go and my business can keep moving.
And the thing that I love about this Comcast Rise Investment Fund grant is that you can use it for whatever you want. You know, Batul is using it for marketing. You're going to upgrade transportation and then do some networking to try and get into some new arenas so that you can continue to grow your business. And I just appreciate the freedom of that. You know, I've applied for grants before, not this one because I didn't qualify for it. I think you have to be in business like, 3 years? And I've only been in business for two. But, you know, there's some grants that I had to apply for. And it was so specific. And you know, I just felt kind of pigeonholed. And you know, once I got the money, there were some other things that I could have used it for. But, you know, just kind of had to abide by the rules and regulations of the grant, which, you know, that is fine. But, you know, just to be able to have that freedom as a business owner to identify what your needs are and then use the money for whatever it is that you need. Talk to me about that freedom.
That's pretty amazing. It is because I could use it for any of these things that I need, you know, like marketing, and I maybe wanted to get some kind of marketing on my new vehicle. Like, I'd like to use it for that. I maybe like to use it to help hire some, you know, help once I get some of these additional clients. And the freedom is just, it's amazing. And I do appreciate that we are free to use it however we feel the need and how we see fit. And it's going to help me so much.
Well, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations again to Amy Wagner. She is the owner of Mad Clean in Champlin, one of the winners of the Comcast Rise Investment Fund grant. Got $10,000 to help grow and sustain and make her business successful. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.